As we know, Targa events around Australia are on hold at the minute, sadly, because we had another death in Targa, Tasmania this year. There's been calls for the event to be cancelled, and a few people not real keen on that, including former competitors. One of them is from Burnie, Rob Shepherd, who joins me now. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Martin. How are you going?
Good. Now, for people who haven't sort of caught on to the story, you've actually released some car stickers that say Save Targa Tasmania. Obviously, it's an event that's very dear to your heart.
That's correct, mate, yes. So I've done a couple of Targa Tasmanias now, and look, I just thought, you know, try and get the word out there and that. I'm pretty passionate about the sport, so, you know, little bits that I can do to put it out there in people's minds and get people talking about it, so, yeah.
And from a competitor's point of view, you would have seen firsthand, you know, there is a lot of safety going into the event, and unfortunately, you know, deaths do happen in motorsport.
Yes, look, there's definitely been implementation since the passing of the competitors last year. There was quite a few recommendations handed down by the panel. All those sort of went through and, yeah, everything's there. But, look, having said that, team ball sports in Australia is actually more deadly than wheeled motorsports.
Is that right? Yeah, I know.
Wheeled motorsports. Yeah, wheeled motorsports comes in at about 12%. Team ball sports comes in at 23%.
Wow. And when you look at other sports, you know, like back in, I think it was 1996 or 1997, there were six sailors drowned in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. And I don't think I heard anyone saying, let's ban it.
Yes, no, it looked the same. And look, we, you know, we've got Isle of Man TT going ahead at the moment. There's been quite a few past competitors there, even. And that event was still going ahead, running. So, I mean, we do all understand this, you know, any sport is dangerous, but motorsport is my sport of choice. And along with most of the other competitors in Targa, we all share that same passion. So,
yeah, and when you think of other sports, again, another one that comes to mind is very popular in Tasmania lately is mountain bike riding. There's been two fatalities this year on mountain bike tracks in Tasmania. So it can become a bit of a knee-jerk reaction. And, you know, we have to wait and see what the outcome of this last inquiry is too, because there may have been some, you know, unforeseen reasons for that.
Yes,
that,
yeah, well said there, Martin. Definitely, look, I do believe that that mountain biking is much more dangerous than any of the car racing we do. Obviously, there's, you know, we've got all the safety gear involved as much as we can. I don't really see many other options for the mountain bikers to make it safer. It's not like they can have a roll cage or a harness device or anything like that. So.
True. Yeah. So there's been calls or suggestions that maybe the Targa events will continue, but they may have non-competitive or tour-type events or stages. What's your thoughts on that?
Look, mate, I'd be very disappointed if that's the way it did go. I've done both full competition and limited speed competition. Now I'm just talking on my context here. With a TSD, that's speed limited at 130, I'm very frequently monitoring that speed. Now, that just takes my attention away from another part of the job that I am as a navigator. So, constantly checking that speed, I'm not giving the roadbook or anything sort of my full attention, to be honest. So, I actually do think, I mean, we're at the moment, we're speed limited to 200 in full competition. Now, with the speed limited category 130, it's just, I'm forever, like I said, forever constantly looking and monitoring that speed, telling the driver, slow down, slow down, slow down. But it takes a big part of my attention away from the job that I'm meant to be doing. So, look, I believe that just let us run. I mean, that's what we sign the waiver. We understand it's dangerous. It's just, I don't see any other options that we've got. I mean, do we just wrap ourselves in cotton wool and buy mountain bikes and start racing down the hill? I mean, yeah. They would achieve 130 down a hill on a mountain bike, so...
Probably. Yeah. and look, we keep coming up with examples of where fatalities happen in sport, and I'm just thinking now the Cock of the Mersey powerboat race in Devonport. There's been, I think, three fatalities that I know of, you know, not all in the same year, obviously, but, you know, motorsport's not the only dangerous sport out there. How many jockeys are badly injured or die, you know? There's lots of dangerous sports out there, isn't there?
Yes, and I mean, you even look at it, those horses that get put down after the Melbourne Cup as well, you know, they're an animal, they're a species, so I don't think it's, I mean, we could go around in circles. I believe that there is much more dangerous sports out there than the sport that I've chosen, motorsport. Accidents do happen, obviously, yep. And we feel for the family and the competitors, and we are a great mixed circle as well. That's something I do love about the Tiger family. Ever since my sort of first event, it's just been so welcoming from everybody. So.
Yeah, and that's a word that the director, Mark Perry, has used on numerous occasions. He talks about the Tiger family. So we've had Tiger Great Barrier Reef is meant to be on in a couple of weeks. That's been put on hold until we find out what's going on with the sport in general. As I said, you've brought out some stickers called Save Tiger Tasmania. How can people get a sticker, or how can they support what you're doing, Rob?
Look, I've got a Facebook page. It's Broadside Designs. We can jump on there. They are listed up on eBay as well. Now, I'm a local, obviously, to Burnie, as you mentioned there before, so people could contact me directly if they want to on Facebook, Rob Shepherd, or, yeah, mainly through my Facebook page, Broadside Designs would be the best option.
Okay,
and,
well...
We can customise them different colours, different sizes. We've got quite a few that have... travelled around the country now. I think there's only two states that probably wouldn't have one, and that would be NT and WA, I think,
right.
At the moment.
But yeah, so the campaign's taken off. Let's hope it doesn't fall on deaf ears. Rob, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Martin. Cheers, mate. And, yep, done well with this one, so thanks very much.